Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin, and today I have Matt Wallach here with me. Matt is the founder and CEO of Ringbot, which is a texting tool for agencies. So really excited to have Matt here with us. He is also an agency coach and a coach for SaaS companies as well. So today, Matt is going to be sharing a really interesting topic with us, and it is how you can close more calls using a proven formula. So definitely sales and bringing in more, closing more prospects is something that keeps a lot of agency owners up at night. So really excited to dive into this today.
Oh, I'm super excited, Julia. This is stuff I love talking about. So thanks for having me here.
Awesome. Yes, really excited to have you here today. So to get started, I'd love to know how you got into serving the agency space.
Yeah, sure thing. So I've always loved the idea of small business. I used to work for big companies out of college. And if I had a good day or a bad day, it didn't really impact the company as a whole, right? Like it didn't really matter. But I actually got into small business and I was hired by a guy who had a team of three people for his real estate kind of management company. And if I had a good or bad day, it absolutely impacted the whole company. And I said, this small business thing is just for me. And we actually grew that thing pretty big. We exited, it went very nicely, did another one. And through that process, I grew to absolutely love the idea of small businesses, entrepreneurs, growth, and helping others do the same. Like figuring out, hey, what can I provide to you to make sure you grow, make sure you get better? And what other line of business does that better than agencies? Agencies are exactly that. That's what they do, is they provide their expertise so that that company can use that expertise and experience and get better. And so I love it. Fortunately, I was able to acquire Ringbot, and Ringbot was already serving hundreds of agencies doing this, helping them help their clients. And now I just working with these agencies, they're so fun. They're so dynamic. Everybody has a different approach, and I'm learning a lot from them while I'm trying to help them. And it's just such a great space, Julie. I'm sure you know that already.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, sales is something that I feel like you can study for a lifetime and still not know everything about. So I think it's something you constantly have to be learning more about as an entrepreneur and as an agency owner. So, and it can be daunting for a lot of entrepreneurs as well. You know, you worry about coming across as being pushy. You don't want to shove your services down someone's throat. So yeah, I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about what you have to share about, you know, closing more sales. So what is this formula that you like to share with other agency owners? How does that work?
Yeah, for sure. So, and you're absolutely right, because agency owners, they can be very good at, you know, helping somebody with their copywriting or their emails or their SEO or whatever. But then when it comes to, okay, here's a new client who's interested, what do you do? What do you say? Like, they're like, hey, tell me about what you do. And oftentimes we don't know exactly how to handle those calls. Well, I do SEO and it's nice. That doesn't exactly get the point across, and it doesn't separate you from anybody else who says they do SEO online and on Twitter, on Facebook, all that. And so how do we make sure we differentiate, and how do we get that buyer to go from, okay, let me think about it, to holy cow, I have to work with you right now. I cannot wait until we get started because I need this right away.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between the agencies who figured out how to sell and how to close deals to the ones that just are kind of barely getting by, right? And so I have a formula that I've developed over the years, and it's been about 15 or 16 years in iteration of this formula. Mm-hmm. Because when I first started selling, I was lost. I'm like, hey, you want to know? Okay, let me just unload everything about my company and what we do. And it turns out that that's the complete backwards way to think about it. When we're selling, we often think we have to tell them everything possible about us. And that's the way that they're going to love our product, or they're going to love our service, or whatever it is. But it's not that way. They don't really care about your product. And this is something that I have to teach my clients a lot, and we go through it. We think that our service and what we do in our service matters. It doesn't. We're not selling our service. We're selling results, right? They don't come to an SEO agency because they want better SEO. They want more clients, and they want the clients to find them online and come to them. And yes. So it's critical, right? People who get Review Robin, they want Review Robin because they want it to show other people, look at these great reviews that we have. You need to come to us. So they don't need a reviews engine. They need more clients coming to them, mm-hmm. more people. And I think it's, first of all, you have a great product there, Julia. But second of all, it's something that we need to constantly remember is, what do we actually sell? And we're selling the results. And it took right. me a while. I was lost. I was horrible at it early. and so I was like, I need a formula to do this. And that's kind of how I came up with it. Long story short, that's how I came to it. But the formula that I have, it's called the Perfect Deal Process, DEAL. That's an acronym that stands for something. Each of those is a key piece of how you can run a sales call. So number okay. one is discover. You need to discover them. I'm going to go into that in detail. Okay. Number two is educate. The A is associate. And the L is lead. Now, people might be saying, okay, I don't really have an idea of what that is. So let's talk about each one. But are you with me so far, Julia? Is that all?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, why don't you get started breaking down what Discover, how that pans out.
Okay, cool. So Discover is the idea that you need to learn about your buyer. You need to discover them. Some people call this a qualification, to learn about, are they a fit for us? Some people call it a needs analysis. What are their needs? I call it discover or discovery. This is where, at the beginning of the interaction, we need to decide four things to happen through this. The problem is, most people do discovery only looking for one thing. Okay. Now, first of all, most people don't do discovery. They might just say, okay, well, you wanted SEO. Here's how we do it. But we actually want to mm-hmm. make sure we're selling to the right people. And we want to make sure that if they become a client of ours, that they're actually going to be beneficial for us. It's going to be somebody we want to have as a client. So we need to decide, are they a fit? Do they fit our size, our geography, the goals that they have? Is that somebody that we want to, that works for us? Well, the problem is, once you figure out, okay, that's what discovery is for, most people stop after deciding if there's a fit. But we need to go deeper than that. We need to get to a connection. In discovery, if you do it well, and that means asking them the right questions and learning about their business and diving in and figuring out what are they really trying to solve.
Right.
Then we can get to an understanding of realizing, okay, here is where their actual pain is. And that's really important. So as well as the fit analysis to determine that we want to work with them, we also need to connect with them. And if you ask the right mm-hmm. questions, they'll connect with you. By the way, buyers are 5 times more likely to buy from you if they feel connected to you, if they feel like you get them and you understand them. And by asking the right questions, they'll see that, right?
Right.
So if I go to an SEO, I keep using SEO agency, but there's a lot of different agencies that we work with. But let's say I go to an SEO agency and they're wanting to work with me. If I ask them very general questions, they wouldn't know that I know a lot about SEO and the agencies and what they're going through. But if you dive into them and you start asking, well, how does this happen? And what about when you drive a lot of traffic for your clients, but nothing converts on the website, and you get really frustrated because you gave them the traffic, but they didn't do their job. How do you feel about that? And you start asking these questions. They're like, well, this person knows what I'm dealing with.
Yes.
By showing that, you can demonstrate your expertise, which is number three. So they're connected with you. Now they feel like you're an expert and that you know what you're talking about. And that's important mm-hmm. for them. Everybody knows you have to have trust. They have to trust that you can help them. And mm-hmm. that's the third reason for doing discovery, is because you can build that trust. You can show you know what you're talking about.
That's huge.
Where most people, where most people trip up here, Julia, is they think, I need to show them I know what I'm talking about. So they just say, I know all these things. But actually, you can get your point across through the questions you ask. And the way you ask those questions, they will yep. know that you are an expert, right?
Yep.
So that's critical. But the fourth reason, I know it's crazy. It took me a long time. The fourth reason that you do discovery and do it well is the one that hardly anybody does, but it's the most powerful. And it's, you need to make sure that not only do they have pain, but that they feel the pain, that they think it's horrible, and they've got to get rid of this pain as soon as possible. So if you're an Facebook ads agency, for example, and somebody comes to you and say, hey, I want to redo my ads. It's not like, okay, well, here's how we do it. You need to dive in and figure out, well, why do you want to redo your ads? What's going on right now? What have you found with the current ads? Or are you not targeting the right traffic? Are you not putting out the right copy? What is it about those? And what are you missing? What are you losing out on because? And are you wasting too much money? Like, I would need to dive into all of that. And if they say something to the effect of, oh, we spent $25,000 last month and only got 2 leads, you jump on that. Like, oh, you're basically spending $12,000 a lead. Are you kidding me? Like, that's what's happening right now? Like, what could you do with that money other than just hand it over to Facebook, a zillion-dollar company?
Yeah.
And I would get them.
Make them really feel that they're in a bad situation.
Yes, exactly, Julia. Because by this point, they should realize that you're an expert and you talk with a lot of them all day, every day. Meaning, if I'm the buyer and I say, oh, Julia's talking to me, she talks to the same type of me every day. And if she thinks I'm in a bad situation, I must be way behind everybody else. And I don't want to be behind. I've got to catch up. Mm-hmm. And so if you get them understanding, like, this is a bad situation. See, too many times, this happens so many times. A lot of my clients are like, well, I don't want to be mean about it. And so when somebody says they're doing something bad that's happening, like, oh, it's okay, it's fine. And that's kind of in society what you should do. But in a sales situation, it's different. We need to make sure they understand that is really bad. That's not a good thing. And you got to fix that as soon as possible.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
It's so funny because one of the, I have an analogy. I have lots of analogies. My clients make fun of me for them. One of the analogies that I use is people won't make a change until they know that they're really in dire straits. And it's kind of related to an alcoholic. Now, I apologize for anybody who has had experience with an alcoholic that's close to them and it's might bring up bad feelings, but it's the only way I really truly understand how to share what you need to do. If you know an alcoholic, you know that things are bad and you kind of tell them like, hey, you got to solve this. You got to fix this. You got to change it. Like, no, I'm fine. I can quit at any time. I'm okay. And they keep getting deeper and deeper. And it's not, they won't change anything. They won't change their habits. They won't make a shift until they hit rock bottom and they know it's really, really bad. And that's the same thing with your potential clients. When they're talking to you, they may not know it's really bad. They may think they can solve it themselves. They may think they can come out of this and get to the other side. Until they understand that they're in really a bad way, they're not going to take action to buy your product or start with your services. And so we need to get them to realize that. Does that make sense at all?
That makes complete sense. Yeah. It's easy to kind of just gloss over the fact that, they're not in a good situation, but you really have to dig in there and make sure that they understand and that they've come to that realization themselves that they're in a bad position.
Totally. So well said. And it's so frustrating for me because it's hard for me. I'm an introvert by nature. All of this like talkability right now is learned over years for me. Like, I would much rather just chill out and read a book or something. But so I had to force myself to do this. But even more than that, I came from the hospitality industry. I was educated in hospitality management and we were drilled into us like, just make them happy. Just make them happy. Like, don't upset them. Don't rock the cart.
Right.
And so I went from like, whatever I can do to just make sure that they like settle down and simmer and are happy to trying to get them to feel pain and be agitated. So it was such a weird shift for me. I'm sure you can imagine like what I had to go through mentally to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it's in their best interest at the end of the day, because it's going to help their business. You know, whenever you're able to deliver them actual results, it's in their best interest for them to understand that pain so that you can help them.
I love it. I love it. So well said, because I have a saying, you have an obligation to be great at sales. And people are like, well, what does that mean? I say, okay, let me know. Your service, it's great, right? Like, you can do great stuff for your clients. And they're like, yeah, of course I can do great things. And so if you do those great things, they're going to find more clients themselves. They're going to grow. Their business gets better, right? Okay, yes. But that means that they can hire more teams so they can bring on more people who their lives will be better off. Their family's lives will be better off because now they have a job. Yeah. So you see that there's so many people counting on you to make this sale and get your services or product in their hands. They're going to be better if you can. And if you can't, you failed all of those people down the line. And they're like, whoa. Yeah. And then it kind of hits home.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. When you can really change the way that you're perceiving sales, I think it's a game changer when it comes to sales, because it can be, I know when I was a new entrepreneur, I was so scared about being pushy. That was just something that I hated sales for that reason. If someone raised their hand and was like, I'm interested, I am so happy to share how I can help you, all the different ways I can help you. But yeah, it wasn't, you know, I never wanted to come across as being pushy. But when you change the dynamic and it's coming from a place of, you know, helping someone, it's so much easier and it's a different way that you communicate with people.
It's so true. And it's so much more fun. Like, yeah. And I tweet a lot. And so for people who follow me on Twitter, they'll see that I say frequently, help, don't sell. Focus on how you can help this person, not how you can sell them. And believe it or not, when you realize how much you can help them and help them, they're going to want to work with you. And so you actually sell more. It's pretty crazy. But you're absolutely right, Julia.
Awesome. So yeah, so we've covered discovery. So now let's move on to E, to educate.
Yeah, awesome. So educate is one of those things that not a lot of people think to do during the sales process. They think up front, right? Let me write some blog articles and let me put some stuff out on Twitter and LinkedIn and all that. And that'll be a good education. But we need to continue that process even through the sales process. And one of the best things we can do educating, in fact, let me just, there's a study that Forrester put out, and it says that there are three stories that buyers want to hear. And these stories are things we can tell in order to educate our buyers even better. Mm-hmm. Now with my clients, educate, we spend weeks on this thing, but I want to point out this one thing. Stories are something that can completely shift a conversation. See, if you are not telling stories in your sales process, you're missing a huge opportunity to be able to get people to be on your side, to get people to start feeling the right emotions, and to get people wanting and needing to work with you. It's so powerful.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the best ways, I actually have an email, so people who are on my email list are going to see this on Wednesday. But so this episode will probably air after that. Anyway, let me tell you a story. There were these terrorists, Julia. These terrorists were horrible, and they were blowing up buildings. They were stealing all kinds of stuff. They were killing thousands and millions of innocent civilians. Mm-hmm. And even worse than that, people were cheering for them. And it's like, what? And so a lot of people might say, what is going on in today's society that this is happening? And I would actually say, this was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And I just gave you the plot to Star Wars. The rebels, Luke and Han Solo and Princess Leia, they are the rebels to the government who are not abiding by the laws and are doing all the bad things, but we're seeing the story from their perspective. And so because we know their backstory, because we know what they're fighting for and what they're hoping for and trying to get to, we're on their side throughout the story of Star Wars, right? And that's how powerful storytelling is. Another example, I have two daughters. I love them. But we were watching a nature video or movie or whatever where you follow the like cheetah. And so there was this cheetah mother and she was trying to take care of her cubs and she had three cubs. And, you know, the mother went out to hunt and one day she didn't get anything. The cubs went hungry and the cute little cubs, my girl's like, no, those cubs went hungry. Like, it's so sad. And then the next day, maybe she can get there. And the whole time you're like, come on, she needs the food for. And I said at the end, I was like, that was great, but what if we were watching the story about the antelope mother and the antelope protecting her babies, and she was trying to make sure the cheetah didn't get her babies? Would our mindset shift from we need the cheetah to win to we need the antelope to win, right?
Right. Yeah, totally.
It is all about storytelling. And this is what we need to do within our sales process. We need to make sure we're telling the right stories so that buyers are on our side and they're even pulling for us to win. And by us winning, it means they sign up, they join, and now we have a new client. And so if we can tell the right stories, it's going to work. Now, what are those stories? Because I mentioned earlier and I kind of gave you a little trailer of what they were. There's three things we want to say. One is your own personal why. Why do you do what you do? And it is so important, but so many times people get it. They jump on, you know, a sales call and they're like, well, here we go. We're going to talk about SEO and here's what we do. But they never explain why they are doing this. And even if you're not the founder, even if you're just a sales rep for an agency, it's really important to know that you need to share who you are. So many times I watch, you know, people send me, hey, here's my sales call. Can you just review it for me? And I go through it and they never mention who they are. They want, this person's going to spend an hour with you or half hour, hour. They need to like get who you are in order to connect with you. And so if you give a little 15 second backstory about, hey, let me tell you a little bit about me first. I'm a family person. I do this. I like this, but I also really am passionate about helping people grow. And I've always done that. You can kind of mix in a few anecdotes, 15 seconds. That's all it takes. And they'll love you and connect with you. And now they feel more open about sharing their own stuff. So it's so cool.
I love that. Yeah. So important. That's awesome.
So I love it. And we call it our personal why. The second one is the company founding history. Why did this company come to be? And if you're an agency, let's say you're a copywriting agency, your founding history is so much more important than, oh, we have so many clients and they're all these big clients. They're awesome. They're cool. We're amazing. Look at all the logos. Your prospect doesn't care about that. They do care about how your agency came to be. And if you can say, let me tell you about our agency. I was needing copywriting and I was looking around. I couldn't find anyone who would do it. So I decided I'm just going to learn it myself. And so I went and read all these books. I soaked up all this information. I got the best mentors. They showed me. It was rough at first, but eventually I got there and now I became great. And other people said, hey, I want help too. Can you help me? And so I said, sure, let me do it for you. And that's how the agency came to be. And they'll connect with you because you are probably going through the same thing they were going through, that they had rough copy and they couldn't figure it out. But you just were a little bit ahead of them. And so they will think that you're like them and they'll be much more connected to you and they'll want to work with you. It's so cool.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And the third one is relevant customer success stories. Telling stories of other customers or clients who are just like them or near like them, or you can at least make them believe it's like them in the sense that they have the same challenges, they're about the same size, those types of things. And if you can tell success stories about how they've been successful with your product or service, they will love you. And in fact, what happens is right away we say, hey, Julie, let me tell you about one of our clients. Actually, she reminds me so much of you. And through our conversation, I've been thinking of her just because you're so alike. Well, she had the same struggles that you just mentioned to me. And through those struggles, she was explaining to me how painful it was and how rough it was, but I showed her that we're gonna solve it. And now that she's been working with us for 6 months, she's tripled her revenues in that time. It's been so much fun. It's so awesome seeing her grow. Well, what happens there is when I say she's so much like you, you now equate yourself to that person in the story. You just now made yourself the subject in the story in your mind. And I share the same struggles that she's gone through. And then I say, you're going to get these results, or she got these results. I didn't say you're going to get them, but I say she got those results. You have already made yourself the subject, meaning you're connected to that. You are going to get the results as well. And our minds work that way. And it's so crazy powerful. If you can tell a relevant customer success story, that might be all you need to win.
Yeah, that's so cool, because it's almost like how would your life change if you were to, you know, if this were to happen to you, and then you can almost paint a picture for, you know, how things would happen if, you know, they use the service, like imagine if you were able to do this and this and this and this, and then it just paints a story of, you know, how their life could be like.
I love it. Exactly. Perfect. So that's educate. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Educate.
It's pretty cool. So we're halfway there. I'm sorry. I'm taking so long explaining all this stuff.
No, it's really helpful information. So yeah. So next we have A. So is that associate?
It is. Exactly.
Okay.
And what that means is you need to associate your service or your product, if you have a product, to the stuff that you just learned from them in discovery, stuff all about them, and the education that you've given them. So you need to associate how your solution is going to solve their exact pain. Now, what most people do when they get on a sales call, if they've had some forethought, they may have written out a script of like, let me make sure I cover this and make sure I cover this. They just go through their script. If they don't have some forethought, they just kind of like talk about it and blurt it all out. But what we need to do is figure out, okay, if they say they're struggling with this, like the Facebook ads thing, like they were spending way too much per lead, you can dive into how you specifically want to maximize the opportunity to get that cost per lead really low, and how you've changed this and how you adjust this and things you look at and the reports you look at to make that cost per lead as low as possible, but also maximize the amount of leads. Those are the things that you want to focus on. If they say we're struggling here, bang, nail that, hit that thing. Don't talk about some other thing that they don't care about, because they're going to glaze over and they'll think that you don't work for them. You're not a fit for them. It's super important to associate yes. exactly how you solve their exact specific problems.
That's huge. Amazing. Okay. Very good. Yeah. I love that. And then, so is there anything else you would like to add to associate before we move on to lead?
I think that's the most important. The other thing I would say is I just talked about the problems. The other thing you can associate and basically make sure that you're saying the right thing to the right person is based on their role. So depending on who you're targeting, depending on the type of person, but let's say you target a company that has multiple different levels, multiple different roles, and you talk to an end user, somebody who's really frustrated about what they're doing on the day to day, and you share with them how your product or your service is going to solve those things for them. Mm-hmm. But then they're like, you know what, this is great. I love it. I want you to talk to our CEO or our CFO. When you go there, they have totally different ideas of what they need, right? The CFO doesn't really care about what happens in their day-to-day work. They do care about the bottom line and the profit and loss and how it's going to impact them financially. And so if you say the same things in that second call to that other person who cares about totally different things, you'll lose. And that's why a lot of people are like, we get the first person like it, the second one doesn't. It's because you haven't associated to that person. Now we don't talk about the efficiency. We talk about the finances, how they're going to make more money and save cost and all this stuff to the CFO. And so it's critical we associate to the role of the person.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. Awesome. Well, yeah, this has been so helpful so far. So I'm really excited to move on to the last. So now we have lead. So how does that work?
So a lot of people say, well, lead, I don't understand. So that you drive leads? Well, yeah, you'd like leads, but that's not what this means. This means lead as in take charge. And too many times, and again, this was hard for me because I came from a customer service background. We think that whatever the buyer wants, whatever they're looking to do, we need to do. So if they say, hey, why don't you just walk me through this or share with me this? We need to make sure they follow our process. So we need to take charge. We need to be in control the entire time. And we need to make sure that we lead them all the way to closing the deal. And when people come to me and they say, Matt, I had a great call with these people. They were loving it, but now they've ghosted me and I haven't heard from them in weeks, right? Everybody probably has that happen where you have a client or a prospect, they just ghost you. And you're like, we had a great call. What happened?
Yeah.
And in those scenarios, one of two things went bad. Either your discovery wasn't good enough, you didn't get them worked up enough or pained enough, and they didn't realize how bad of the problem they had, or two, you didn't take charge enough and make sure that you went through all of the steps following the call so that they could keep going, keep this as a top priority, and get signed up with you. One of those two things went wrong, and they're always like, oh yeah, we didn't do that. And so if we can make sure we're taking charge both during and after the call, we're gonna close a lot more deals.
That's so cool. And then, so do you typically put anything in place to create a sense of urgency whenever you're closing prospects?
Yeah, it certainly helps. So some of the things, especially if you're an agency, you can say, hey, we have one spot available right now. We only take on a certain number of clients to make sure we can allocate exactly the amount of effort and work to you to make sure we can make your results incredible. We have a spot right now. That's all we have. I've got a few people I'm talking to this week. Are you wanting that spot? Like, that's pretty straightforward. The other thing you do is what's called a fast action discount or a fast action bonus. So many times, if you do things right, people are going to talk to you and they're going to feel in their head like, I want to do this. But then they also don't want to make too much of an emotional decision. And so they say, well, let me just chill out for a few days. Let me think about it. And what happens is other priorities come up, something else hit the fan, and they're like, oh no, I have to solve this now. And they don't take action on doing something that they know is right and is going to help them. And so actually, one of the crazy statistics is that 80% of the deals you lose, 80% of them are lost to no decision at all, meaning they didn't choose a competitor. They just didn't do anything. And so we need to get them over their own inaction. And doing what I call a fast action discount or a fast action bonus, either one, is going to do that. In fact, it's had amazing results. One of my clients, Robert, he was closing about 11% of his sales calls. Once he put this in place, along with some of the other things we've talked about, he's closing at 43% of his sales calls. He went from 11% to 43%.
No way. Just, that's amazing.
Yes. It's insane. Wow. It's insane.
That's so cool.
Yeah, the way you do it is at the end of the call, hey, is this going to work for you? You like this? Yeah, I like it. Great. Just to let you know, we have something. We like working with the right people who want to take action. And so those are the people that we know are going to work hard on getting the results that we give you. So we have something called a fast action bonus. That means for anybody who signs up within the first 24 hours of their call, in addition to this, you're also going to get this kind of handheld training. We're also going to give you this. You're also going to get our tool at no cost for 6 months. You're also going to get this. You're going to get this. And you just load up the bonuses and they're like, well, awesome. Like if you want to sign up after, that's great. You'll still get the same main service, but you just won't get all those other things. And most people are like, well, I need those things. They'll sound awesome. Or you do the other, do the bonus or the discount. The discount would be, hey, it's $5,000 a month. Anybody who signs up within 24 hours, it's $4,000 a month. So if you want that, great. Let us know. And most people are like, so, yeah, I already knew I wanted, but now I really.
Is the cutoff time that you guys normally do for that?
It is whatever works for your industry. So depending on what you're selling, if you're an agency, 24 hours is probably pretty good. You could do 3 days, could do 1 week. If you're selling like a big, huge, heavy, expensive product that's an enterprise sale of like $50,000, $100,000 a year, that's going to be a longer sales cycle. So you might do 1 month or something that's taking it from a 3 or 6 month sales cycle to down 1 month. But figure out what it is for you. For most agencies, 24 hours works great. And you'll be shocked. Some people are like, oh yeah, we have, that usually takes them 7 to 10 days to make a decision. I'm like, let's get that to one. They're like, what? And we tell them about this. We build it with them. We show them how to do it. And they start closing deals insanely quick.
Yeah, it's such a great strategy. I love it.
Yeah, awesome. That's great. So that's the perfect deal process though. DEAL, if you can run that well, you're gonna close a lot more deals.
Amazing. Well, yeah, you have shared a ton of really helpful information with us today. So Matt, thank you so much for being today's guest. I've really enjoyed learning about your formula for closing more prospects. So thank you so much for being today's guest.
My pleasure, Julia. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.